It's 4th of July. Today I want to congratulate my American listeners on their main national holiday, Independence Day. We in Ukraine are well aware of the price of independence, and we understand that this price has to be paid with blood, suffering and endless pain, but also with hope, courage and confidence in victory. The war that your ancestors waged for independence from overseas tyrants lasted more than 8 years. And our war for independence from the neighboring tyrannical state has also been going on for more than 8 years. It didn't start in February of this year, but in the spring of 2014, when Russia occupied the Crimea and climbed into the Donbas. Ukraine has changed a lot in these 8 years. We have all changed. When the Russians took over the Crimea, they were met with little resistance. Ukrainian soldiers and officers simply did not believe that the neighbors, who for a long time called the Ukrainians brothers, would turn out to be occupiers and invaders. They did not believe and did not open the fire on these war criminals. I read somewhere that during the years of the American Revolution, it was difficult for many to take up arms and oppose the British soldiers for approximately the same reasons. But over time, both the Americans and the Ukrainians came to understand that it was impossible to do otherwise. That years of hard war, the loss of loved ones and relatives is better than dictatorship and lack of freedom. In general, there is a lot of common in our wars for independence. Both the Americans in the 18th century and the Ukrainians now are being helped by the leading democratic states of the world. In the Revolutionary American Army, there were a lot of yesterday peaceful people, farmers, teachers, workers, as in the Ukrainian army now. Formally, by the way, Ukraine gained independence back in 1991 when the USSR collapsed. But for years, Moscow interfered in the internal affairs of a neighboring state. Its agents played an important role in the government, parliament, and army. Being formally independent, Ukraine has long been on the hook with Russia. And when in 2014, after the revolution of dignity, Ukraine began to fall off this hook, Russia responded by killing and kidnapping Ukrainians and occupying part of Ukrainian territory. As it turned out, real independence cannot appear just like that, fall from somewhere out of the sky. You have to fight for it. You have to die and kill for it. History gave Americans the opportunity to gain their independence in the 18th century, and we are only now winning it. The irony of history is that now the Americans are the closest allies and partners of the British, the same British against whom the War of Independence was waged. And I absolutely cannot imagine that Ukrainians and Russians would ever become allies. It seems to me that even in 200 years, Ukrainians will remember all the evils that Russians brought to our land, and there will be no such force that can make our descendants forget this evil. Yes, I think the Russians themselves will never again become part of a democratic world. They will continue their stupid game, pretending to be a special civilization unlike all others. And I can perfectly imagine how in the future some space cockroaches led by their cockroach dictator will fly to conquer the Earth and the Russians will take their side. After all, they are now happy to live under the leadership of their cockroach dictator. Well, friends, happy Independence Day. Keep your independence and freedom. Death to tyrants. Та слава Україні!